Language is a challenge when it comes to the words we use to describe race and racism. It's constantly evolving to become more specific, expansive, and inclusive. It's also constantly being co-opted or weaponized to undermine its effectiveness. Just look at what happened to the word woke. The word comes from the phrase, "stay woke," a longtime rallying cry of the Black American Civil Rights Movement. That cry was a reminder to Black Americans to remain aware of the injustices they faced and the dangers posed by white people. It was a warning against complacency during a time when complacency could mean death. Consider the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. "There are all too many people who, in some great period of social change, failed to achieve the new mental outlooks that the new situation demands. There is nothing more tragic than to sleep through a revolution. There can be no gainsaying of the fact that a great revolution is taking place in our world today. It is a social revolution, sweeping away the old order of colonialism. And in our own nation, it is sweeping away the old order of slavery and racial segregation. And so we see in our own world a revolution of rising expectations. The great challenge facing every individual graduating today is to remain awake through the social revolution." Appropriately, the phrase "stay woke" reappeared in 2014 as Black death started to fill our Twitter timelines and Black citizens took to the streets in Ferguson, Missouri. It became a rallying cry for the Black Lives Matter movement, and the hashtag #StayWoke encouraged people to pay attention to the atrocities happening in Ferguson and the larger specter of impunity for officers who killed Black people. After being featured in popular music and film, the term eventually entered the mainstream and, of course, became the source of political backlash. Woke became a shorthand critique of performative allyship, or just of people who were annoyingly insistent about those pesky civil rights. Today, if we're not careful, we can be tricked into engaging with wokeness solely on those negative terms, instead of striving for it as Dr. King asked us to. Language is fluid. It evolves, gets appropriated, gets weaponized, is reclaimed, and on... Nowhere is this more true than with words and ideas that have been politicized. With that caveat, I thought it best to start with a primer, introducing language and clarifying some of the concepts I utilize when I talk about race today. What is race? Before we define racism, we should first define race. It would be fair to say that when it comes to defining the word race, I am not sure how exactly to do that. It would be fairer to say that I have been wrestling with this question most of my life, and I still feel like I come up short. I know race is the thing that made all the difference. I know it is often the first aspect of my identity that people refer to when they describe me. I know it helps me create community with some and puts me in danger with others. It is my hair, my skin, my butt, my nose, the origins of my ancestors, our history. That much I know. I also know I learned I was Black in first grade. That year, my mother pulled me out of my small Christian private school and put me into public school. Prior to that transition, I had been sheltered, though not in the way you might think. My private school was incredibly diverse. My mother was a substitute teacher there. I never had cause to interrogate my identity or focus on my racial difference, because no one else did either. Not so in my all-white public school, where I both stuck out like a sore thumb and seemed invisible at the same time. I struggled to understand why things at the school I was so excited to attend felt so different, so much worse.